AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is granting an exemption on his stiff new tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico for U.S. automakers. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We are going to give a one-month exemption on any autos coming through USMCA. Reciprocal tariffs will still go into effect on April 2nd, but at the request of the companies associated with USMCA, the president is giving them an exemption for 1 month so they are not at an economic disadvantage.
An internal memo obtained by the Associated Press shows the Trump administration plans to cut 80,000 jobs from the Department of Veteran Affairs. The VA's chief of staff told top-level officials at the agency that the objective is to cut enough employees to return to 2019 staffing levels of just under 400,000. Four big city mayors testify before Congress about so-called sanctuary cities.
Four big city mayors say Republicans and the Trump administration are trying to score political points in the immigration debate by attacking so-called sanctuary cities. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says sanctuary policies shield violent immigrants and discourage cities from cooperating with federal officials.
These policies only create sanctuary for criminals.
But at a hearing, the mayors of New York, Chicago, Boston, and Denver argued crimes committed by immigrants are being exaggerated.
Sensationalizing tragedy in the name of political expediency is not governing. It's grandstanding.
Chicago's Brandon Johnson. While there's no legal definition for sanctuary city policies, they generally limit local law enforcement cooperation with federal immigration officers. Courts have repeatedly deemed the policies legal. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a Democratic congressman's protest in front of President Trump.
President Donald Trump wasn't too far into his State of the Union address Tuesday night when Democratic Congressman Al Green of Texas began shouting. The congressman was removed from the chamber and could face censure, but he says it was worth it to get his point across.
The president said he had a mandate. And I was making it clear to the president that he has no mandate to cut Medicaid. I have people who are very fearful. These are poor people, and they have only Medicaid in their lives when it comes to their health care.
Some 80 million Americans are on Medicaid, and just last Wednesday, Trump said, we're not going to touch it. But Green says Trump's budget calls for deep cuts in Medicaid. Donna Warder, Washington.
Stocks rally on Wall Street after President Trump pulls back on some of his tariffs. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.